sensitivity and sensuality. I think what man really lost in Genesis, or to be more specific, in Eden, was sensitivity. They opted for a more unstable means of being alive, which actually, compared to the standards and the type of life they had before, could only be called dead or dull or a shadow. They gave themselves away to sensuality, which is another mode of being alive, but could only be a very shallow shadow of the real thing they had. Sensitivity carries a whole range of opportunities closed to man as soon as they opted for the insufficient life mode of being driven by how you feel, how you see, what you hear, how things taste, what man thinks. A world truly locked up compared to the open spirit they once had. He became conscious, carnal, lustful, fearful, frightful, insatiable, conscious of sight. Sensuality gave birth to mortality. Like our world today, but in a more unbalanced ratio, are two trees, the tree of sensitivity and the tree of sensuality, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What is immediately evident is that no matter the position man finds himself on earth, there will always be a degree of sensuality, worldliness available. The earth's atmosphere was made to support both sensitivity and sensuality, for it is known as premise that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of a God. The balance, however, in ratio is determined by what side man decides to heavily or slightly tend towards. The difference between Eden and our world now is that, in converse to Eden, our world has more bad trees than good, more sensual trees than true tree stalks. And we can immediately begin to see why the adversary heavily invests in divergence and convergence of the senses. He knows that's man's weak point. The sensuals, or the senses and their use, are not for directions of mankind. They do a whole different work for man. For the Bible says, it is not in a man to know his own ways, Jeremiah 10:23. It is not in a man's construction to direct his own steps. This is the responsibility of sensitivity. In a world of control and controllers, it is easy to feel led by your senses. At least you think you know what is best for you. Well, you don't. For a just man who must live will live by faith. Sensitivity and actions based on the knowing of a true God. In Him you live, you move, and have your being. Acts of Apostles 17:28 says, in verse 29 of the same chapter, we are called God's offsprings. In simple terms, we are His connection, His continuation, His extension, those that are His Spirit-led. The recent believers are told that they that are led of the Spirit, they are the ones that can consider themselves as the offsprings of God. Let's analyze the devil's mastery of this weak point called sensuality in comparison to sensitivity. 1. Sensuality is used for dominion. It's the only thing man has above animals, a more organized senses, not an over-exaggeration of one or a delinquence in the other, but a balance, an exact balance necessary for dominion of the world and its creation nature around it. No wonder the devil concentrated on man and not the snake.